Betrayed, yet bound to the billionaire by Grace Madeline. Chapter 81. When the beggars received the call and realized that they could receive money for having sex with a woman, they were motivated. They knew that it had to be a great woman since she was staying in a VIP, one beggar said.
Fuck, there are two of them. Which one is the target?
Another one said, why don't you have the one with the crooked mouth?
I want that one.
Someone else said, why don't we do them both? They even started picking. When Henry and Caspian regained their senses, they hurriedly rushed into the ward. Sophia and Hannah were pinned down on the bed. Hannah was scared out of her wits. She kept struggling. Her legs were pinned down and her mouth was covered.
Help!
Hannah kept screaming. Sophia was shaken awake and found a group of beggars crawling onto her bed.
Get lost!
Sophia was terrified. Seeing that these dirty people even lowered their heads to kiss her, she felt nauseous. However, they kissed her lips at that moment. Sophia struggled intensely. Seeing this, Henry and Caspian rushed forward and pushed all of them away. They stood in front of Hannah and Sophia, pointed at these people, and scolded, "You shameless beasts, what are you doing?
Get lost.
If you dare to mess around again, I call the police." When the beggars saw this, they were clearly unhappy. Before they could do anything, they were stopped.
"What do you mean?
Didn't you call us over?
It's fine if you want us to leave.
Give us the money." As they spoke, they reached out for the money. Henry had just lost $15 million, and he was angry that these beggars were asking him for money. The key was that these people were all called over by Sophia. He believed that she must have been bewitched. Otherwise, she would not have made this call in front of others.
"Take it and get lost." Caspian took R$1,000 and threw it at them. After the beggars took the money, they said in disdain, "Only $3,000, you are so cheap."
"Fine, it's better than nothing." As they spoke, they even kicked the trash can. After the beggars left, Sophia crawled into bed. Her tears kept rolling down. This time, she was really frightened. She said, "Trs Odalis. She did something to me. She wants me to die. Why did she harm me like this? Why isn't she willing to let me go?
Henry.
Caspian, I return my position to her. I don't want it anymore." She knew very well that Odalis must have tampered with her, causing her to become like this.
"Don't cry.
I will definitely seek justice for you," Caspian said as he hugged her gently. Hannah lay there silently. Her life had been smooth sailing in the past. She wondered how did it end up like this. Then, she realized that it started to change after Odalis left her family. She wondered why Odalis was not the one suffering, but her.
"Henry, no matter how much it costs, we must find Mr.
Carline," Hannah said fiercely.
"If yes."
Henry nodded. If Odalis bullied them again, they would lose all their face. Atlas had yet to return, and others could not get through to his phone. It was as if he had disappeared. Downstairs at the hospital, Sila, Odalis, and Freya jogged to the empty ground. They looked at each other and could not help but laugh. "I didn't expect him to really pay," Sila said in surprise. This was considered extortion. Even if he called the police, he didn't have to spend so much money to deal with it. However, Henry really compromised. Odalis analyzed. The Bennett family's reputation is not good now. If this news spreads again, Sophia will be ruined. These people are very vain. One half dream read romance stories installed. Download chapter 81. They definitely won't give up Sophia, she's the daughter of the Bennett family. No matter how bad her rep, will be able to make a comeback. Is if she can marry into a rich family in the future. The Bennett family, now that the Bennett family is in a desperate situation, they have placed all their bets on Sophia. Don't forget that the variety show will continue in 3 days. At that time, Sophia will still have to participate.
If her reputation continues to deteriorate and the variety show asks her for compensation, the Bennett family will lose no less than what they lost to me. Besides, Henry is a businessman. He must have weighed the pros and cons. Freya silently gave her a thumbs up. People like them are disgusting. As long as we act tough, they will no longer be able to cause trouble. She was in a good mood and waved her hand. Since we're already out, why don't we go for supper? Let's go. It's my treat tonight, Odalie said generously. Freya drove a Spahn's car while Sila took a taxi. It would definitely be a little crow-ended for the three of them to take the sports car. Take my car. I have an SUV, Odalie suggested. When Freya heard that, she immediately made a call and found a designated driver. She threw the keys to him and asked him to help her drive the car home. After the designated driver took the keys, he drove her car away. The two of them sat in Odalie's car. When they saw that it was a BMW, their eyes lit up. Odalie's, this is a BMW Model 5, and it's a 7-seater SUV. I should cost at least $30,000. I didn't expect you to be so rich, Freya said in a low voice. Ordinary office workers definitely could not afford it. This kind of car was not attractive to rich people. However, given that Odalie was bullied by the Bennett Group, it was already very impressive that she could afford such a car. The car isn't mine. Someone gave it to me. I'm driving it for the time being. I have to return it when the time comes, Odalie explained in a low voice. It was usually inconvenient for her to go out, so she kept this car for the moment. When her relationship with Percival was dissolved, the car will definitely have to be returned to him. What friend? Is it a man? Freya immediately started gossiping. Sila also came over curiously. The two of them leaned over the back of the chair and watched Odalie drive skillfully. Yes, it's a male friend, Odalie whispered. Sila suddenly thought of something and said. Previously on the variety show, you said that you were married. Could it be that you are married to this male friend? Nonsense. Odalie is only 20 years old. How can she get married already? Freya was anxious. She was extremely nervous. She liked Odalie too much and had always wanted to introduce her to her brother. If Odalie got married, her brother would have no chance to be with her. What do you want to eat later? It's already past midnight. Why don't we order takeout? Odalie asked in a low V voice. Chapter 82. Freya immediately raised her hand in agreement and said, "All right, we'll book a room tonight. It'll be better to hang out in a room. That's true. If the paparazzi take photos of us in public, it will be troublesome," Sila added. Odalie drove to the Bay Hotel after parking the car in the garage. She took out her driver's license and went straight to a suite. Freya followed behind her. "I ordered barbecue and spaghetti," Freya said as she subconsciously licked her lips. Usually, when her manager was around, she was not allowed to eat these. At the thought of these delicacies, she swallowed her saliva. "I ordered some fruits and smoothies," Sila said after placing her order. The three of them walked into the elevator with their phones and went straight to the 17th floor. Not long after they entered the room, the delivery man delivered everything. Barbecue, spaghetti, smoothies, fruits, what can be better than this? We have to make Stellan envious, Freya said. She took out her phone and sent a photo in the group chat that the four of them were in. After taking a photo of all the delicacies, she even took a rain photo of the hotel room. Freya sent a message over. "Superstar, are you serious? The three of us are out on a date." The next second, Stellan called her. The ringtone echoed in the room. Freya immediately picked up the call. She heard his displeased voice. "You trailers," Freya laughed wildly when she heard this. "Why are you not inviting me?" Stellan asked in a low voice. Freya walked to the coffee table with her phone. She pressed the speaker button and picked up her fork. "Freya, come, have some beef." Odalis deliberately leaned over and even picked up a piece for Sila. Seeing this, Sila said in a low voice, "Freya, have some ribs." "Ut curse." He said it in a low voice, "You guys are too much." "I won't mind it." Fuck. When Stellan heard this, he could not help but curse. "Remember to bring me along next time." "All right," Freya said in a low voice. At this copyright time, just Stellan was about to hang up I when she suddenly thought of something and said in a low voice, "I heard that the Bennett family offended Mr. Carline previously. Just now, they offered a lot of money to invite Mr. Carline again. Odalis, you have to be careful. Mr. Carline is quite capable. Those people from the Bennett family are up to no good. If they try to deal with you, the consequences will be unimaginable," Stellan said in a low voice. "Got it," Odalis said. Stellan only hung up after making sure that she had heard what he had just said. Freya threw her phone aside and ate the spaghetti. As she ate the barbecue, she asked curiously, "Odalis, what happened in the hospital just now? You tapped Sophia's forehead, and she somehow seemed to be possessed." Her words seemed to be at that time, she was stunned and dumbfounded. "That's right. I also feel that she was forced to say those things." Sila nodded repeatedly. This was the first time she had seen such a scene up close. Odalis said, "She indeed had those thoughts. Just now, when I dipped my hand in magic dust and poked her forehead, I used a little trick, causing her to lose her mind for a short period of time. The thoughts in her heart were getting stronger. In a moment of desperation, she blurred out her thoughts. The prerequisite is that this person must have evil intentions. Otherwise, it's useless." Freya and Sila looked at her. "Gosh, so you did it? I thought she was possessed." Freya looked at Odalis enviously. Odalis took a bite of the beef brisket. The fragrance of the beef spread in her mouth. She took two more bites before saying softly, "I learned Alinda from my master in the past. Odalis came over tonight to witness the change in Sophia's appearance. If it was really as she had guessed, after the old man died, Sophia's true appearance would slowly appear. Just as she had expected, Sophia had become ugly. Her bone structure was not the same as before. However, Odalis did not know if Sophia knew that her face was reshard when she was young. That was why she boldly tapped Sophia's forehead, wanting to hear her inner thoughts. Odalis, why don't you read my fortune?" Freya asked excitedly. She quickly put down her fork and sat down in front of Odalis. She leaned her face over and stared at Odalis with desire in her eyes. She said in a low voice, "Help me check when I will get married." "There's no need to check. You will not fall in love recently," Odalis said with a chuckle. Her words shocked Sila. She turned her head in shock and looked at Odalis and Freya. She said, "How is that possible? Freya is beautiful and has a good figure. Most importantly, she's popular. Many big name celebrities wanted to woo her. They want outsiders," Odalis said, "those are all fake. These big name celebrities claim to want to woo her, but in fact, they want to get close to her. They want to have the illusion that she has a good relationship with them to attract resources. Ask her if these people have ever asked her out for a meal in private. I'm guessing that they definitely haven't. Moreover, as women, we think that she is beautiful and has a good figure. However, men have no feelings for her. Her fate shows that she will not fall in love recently, no matter how beautiful she is." Although these words were cruel, it was the truth. Freya said as she held the side of her face in distress, "Odalis, you're amazing. Other than you, I don't think anyone will think this way. No one will believe me even if I tell others that I don't have a boyfriend or a suitor. I'm so angry, many people think that I'm definitely having an underground relationship. They even think that I might have gotten married in secret. I wish." "What are you talking about? Come and eat quickly. Otherwise, It won't taste good when it gets cold. Odalise could not help but feel amused when she saw her distressed expression. I just want to fall in love, Freya said. Odalise stuffed the fork into her hand and pulled her over to sit down. There's no need to nish. When the time comes, you will have a lover. Moreover, he will be the one to look for you, Odalise said. Her words made Freya's eyes light up. Start worshipping you. She is so excited that tears almost flowed out. She said in a low voice. Thank you. I feel that I might as well. Odalise was amused by her and could not help but laugh. Sila ate the spaghetti quietly and drank a smoothie. She asked, Odalise, why don't you open an account on social media? Many people on the internet have been wanting to be your fan, but they can't find you. They even said that you seem to have disappeared after filming the variety show. Why don't you do a live stream? Odalise shook her head and said. That's not my goal. Chapter 83. Well, talk about it when the time comes. I might still stay in this industry, Odalise said in a low voice. After her rebirth, she had thought of nothing but revenge. Money and reputation were not important to her. At this moment, her phone vibrated. Odalise glanced at it and stared at the message on the screen in surprise. She did not expect Percival to her a message. Percival asked, are you not coming back tonight? Odalise was silent for a while before replying, no, Percival said, be careful. Odalise replied, okay. He did not reply. She stared at the screen in a daze for a while before putting the phone back. Attend, did you hear? Finian is ruined. I don't know if it's true that he slept with Sophia. Do you think they really have an affair? Sila could not help but gossip. Not as reserved as before after interacting with them and becoming familiar with them, she was not as Freya analyzed in a low voice, Sophia doesn't look like she's interested in Finian. With her ambition, she should at least find a rich man, right? Finian is an illegitimate child. If he's abandoned by his family, he's nothing. Sophia wouldn't have been with an illegitimate child. Besides, with the characters of those people from the Bennett family, would they let her marry Finian? The Bennett family prioritizes benefits. They have done many shady things for money. As soon as she finished speaking, the doorbell rang. Who is it? Sila was stunned. She subconsciously turned her head and looked out the door. Ringing outside the suite, there was a doorbell. However, the doorbell did not ring twice. Instead, it kept R. Is it the police searching for prostitution? That's impossible. We're three women. The police won't need to search our room. Freya was dumbfounded. She quickly got up and walked out. As soon as she opened the door, she saw a person standing outside in a drunken state. The strong smell of alcohol assaulted her nose. When Freya saw the person, she was a little stunned. It was Finian. Finian, what are you doing here? Freya shouted vigilantly. She deliberately raised her voice so that Odalise and Sila could hear her. Finian did not say anything. He just walked in. Freya panicked and immediately tried to close the door, but Finian squeezed in. In a moment of desperation, she turned around and hit him with her butt with a bang. She slammed the door shut, trapping Finian in the gap. Finian groaned in pain. His eyes were bloodshot as he gripped the door frame tightly and stared at Freya. He said coldly. Tell Odalise to come out and see me. Saw Freya holding Finian against. As soon as he finished speaking, Odalise and Sila walked over. The corners of their mouths twitched when they saw F the door frame. When Finian saw Odalise, he almost used all his strength to crawl in. Freya panicked and wanted to use more strength, but Odalise pulled her back. Odalise, don't fall for his tricks. Freya said anxiously. When she was filming the variety show and saw the ambiguous scene between him and Sophia, she knew that Finian was not a good person. Odalise patted her shoulder and walked forward. She looked at Finian with a smile. He strode forward and grabbed Odalise's arm. It's you, isn't it? You did it, didn't you? Finian sounded anxious. ½L Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 83 Yesterday, he had tracked the location of Odalis' phone. He could not remember what happened after that. He did not expect to get into big trouble. What did I do? Odalis asked with a sneer. Finian's lips moved, but he realized that he didn't know how to say it. If he said that he had installed a tracking device on her phone and followed her, then he would be involved in a crime and would be arrested. As Odalis spoke, she threw his hand away with a slap. Finman was thrown by her and his body hit the doorframe heavily. Odalis strode forward and grabbed his collar. The smile on her face deepened. Euphinian was frightened by her cold smile. His body could not help but tremble, and he instantly sobered up. She said. Are you asking if I deliberately let you follow me to the building? Or do you want to ask if I was the one who led you to call MRS Lark and deliberately expose yourself? Finian's pupils constricted. He did not expect her to know. The doubts he had before were all thrown to the back of his mind. At this moment, he inexplicably wanted to escape, but he was pulled forcefully by Odalis. He was thrown into the suite by her. Odalis slammed the door behind him. When she saw Finian getting up from the ground, she walked forward. The coldness exuding from her body forced him to keep retreating. He was soon filled with fear. You want to place a location on my phone so that you can track my whereabouts? Odalis said coldly. Freya and Sila were stunned. They looked at him in disbelief, their eyes filled with shock and disbelief. Euphinian felt as if his mind had been struck by lightning. Thinking back to just now, his phone suddenly vibrated as it found the location of Odalis. He used some connections to find her room number. He looked at Odalis in disbelief, and his expression became even uglier. Did you do it on purpose? Did you lure me here on purpose? Finian's voice trembled in fear. Odalis laughed softly and raised her eyebrows. What else could it be? Odalis, you bitch. Do you know who I am? I'm a member of the Lark family. How dare you plot against me? Finian clenched his fists. Hep got up from the ground and rushed towards Odalis. Before he could reach ACH her, Odalis kicked him hard. With a bang. Finian was sent flying by her kick. He fell heavily to the ground and hit the corner of a table. He chucked his side in pain and knelt on the ground. Does it hurt? It's good that it hurts. Odalis looked down at him. A fake smile appeared on her face. Looking at his face reminded her of her previous life. She had been manipulated by him, causing her to lose confidence and gradually suffer from severe depression. However, he joined forces with Sophia and forced her to be depressed. Under the final push of the Bennett family, Odalis died a tragic death. The hatred in Odalis' eyes intensified. Finian was so frightened that he kept retreating and fell heavily to the ground. Chapter 84. Odalis, don't do anything rash. Don't come over. Finian was so frightened that he kept trying to get up. However, Odalis raised her foot and stepped on him ruthlessly. He groaned and felt that his kidneys had been crushed by her. He groaned in pain, and saliva kept seeping out of the corner of his mouth. He grabbed the carpet and struggled to crawl forward, but his body could not move. He quickly took out his phone to call the police, but Freya rushed forward. She slapped the phone away and held his hand. How dare you track a woman's phone? Finian, you're fucking disgusting. Freya was furious. She did not expect Finian to be so terrifying. Once the phone was tracked, not only would one's privacy be gone, but they might even encounter danger at any time. Odalis, should we call the police? Sila was also anxious. Her eyes were red as she looked at Finian with hatred. Previously, someone had located her phone and almost raped her. If Lucian hadn't saved her, perhaps she would have had a miserable ending. Her hands could not help but clench into fists at the thought of that. Did you see that? There are no coincidences in this world. If there are, then it's a deliberate scheme. Many things are man-made, Odalie said in a low voice. Sila looked at her in shock. Hearing Odalie's words, her mind seemed to have exploded as she looked at her in disbelief. You mean?
Sila's pupils constricted. She took half a step back and fell onto the sofa.
Sila's voice was trembling. Yes, you're right. Solution tracked my phone back then. That's why I was surrounded by a group of men, in a remote place otherwise. How could it be so coincidental that those men targeted me when there were no surveillance cameras, and then Lucian appeared? No wonder he gave me a phone after the incident. It was because he had tracked my previous phone, right?
Freya looked at her trembling in anger. She turned hers head angrily and glanced at her resentfully.
Isn't that obvious?
Freya asked.
You track a woman's phone?
Sila was so angry that she stood up and rushed towards Finiar. She kicked him and scolded.
Scumbag, how dare. Why Sila was so angry that he did not even care about her image. The more she scolded, the more satisfied she felt. She slapped Finian's face a few times, making him groan. It was so painful that he quickly got up and turned to run out.
Come back here, you scumbag, Sila said as she chased after him barefooted. With a bottle in her hand, she chased after Finian. When she saw him bolt out the door, she ran into the corridor and threw the beer bottle at him. Finian grunted. His back was hit by a beer bottle. He staggered and almost fell. At this moment, he did not dare to stay. He rushed into the elevator and saw Sila rushing up with a ferocious expression. Fortunately, the elevator closed. What a bunch of lunatics. Finian was so frightened that he leaned against the elevator. He felt like he had just survived a calamity. His expression was a little dazed, and the words Odalis had just said kept echoing in his mind. He was a little confused. Finian gritted his teeth and said, how did this happen? How did Odalis know that I tracked her phone? When did she become so skilled? Does she know something?
Impossible. I have hidden it very well. It's impossible for her to know. She must be lying to me. She's worried that the Bennett family doesn't value her once they abandon her, no one will want her anymore. That's why she wants to destroy me.
That must be it.
Other than that, she can't know anything else.
Odalis, you bitch, how dare you cheat me. The pain in his body made him unable to stand straight. He put on his mask in a sorry state and quickly walked out of the hotel. After getting into the car, he took out a cigarette, lit it, and took a long purr.
The number you have dialed is switched off.
When Finian heard that, he was so angry that he threw the phone aside and gripped the steering. 1/2 L Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 84 Will Knightley.
Most difficult time. Sophie's turned off her phone. Recently, the Bennett Group scandal had caused an uproar. The Bennett Group was at its most. If he stepped forward and helped the Bennett Group, it would not have been impossible to monopolize the Bennett family. After all, his ambition was not in the entertainment industry. Previously, he joined the entertainment industry to befriend rich people and use these connections and resources. When the time came, he would return to the Lark Group and take everything back. But now that the Lark family was suppressing him, he needed a supporter. The Bennett family was his best choice. At the thought of this, he drove towards the hospital. In the suite of the hotel, Odalie Cr crossed her arms in front of her chest and turned to look at Freya. She could not help but chuckle.
Did you see that?
She is quite capable, Odalie said. Freya was stunned for a moment. After a while, she reacted and said, so, you brought us out for supper tonight to let her vent? You purposely lured Finian here to indirectly tell her about her phone being tracked. Odalis reached out and gently poked her forehead.
What else could it be?
Odalis whispered. She had been harmed by a scumbag before, causing her to suffer from severe depression. In the end, she was forced to death by her family. As a woman, she did not want Sila to go down the same path as her. In fact, she should be a little depressed. If she doesn't vent it out, something will definitely happen after she suppresses it for a long time, Odalis said. She believed that Sila had the right to know everything. If she blindly trusted Lucian too much, she would die an ugly death. Odalis Sila walked in from the outside. She Lud heard what Odalis had just said. She could not help but cry, she rushed forward and hugged Odalis. Odalis did not say anything and let her hug her. When Sila was almost done crying, Odalis patted her head and said, "Don't trust others blindly. On the deserted island, I said that if you believe that person, it will ruin your life," Sila said emotionally. "After he was arrested this time, I stopped thinking about him. I just felt a little indignant. I didn't expect that everything that happened to me before was planned by him. But it's been half a year, and I don't have any evidence, otherwise, I'll sue him," Odalis P pulled her to sit on the sofa. She crossed her legs and leaned against it as she took a pillow to cushion her back. She said, "I just want to you not to take things too hard for a man, life is very short." Chapter 86. Chapter 87. Percival's Adam's apple bobbed. He had suspected his mother before. "The most important thing now is to find your uncle. How can a person disappear into thin air? Moreover, the Stewart family can't find Linnell unusual." Orion quickly changed the topic. He suddenly thought of something and quickly stood up to walk to the desk. He placed his hands on the desk and looked at Percival. He said in a low voice, "Doesn't Odalis know magic? Should we ask her for help? Don't forget, she's a little like a propliot. When she was on the variety show, she could predict that Lurian wanted to make Sila do bad things." Orson lowered his voice, but he couldn't hide the excitement. In the past, he was not interested in magic. Now, he was suddenly interested. "She said she had a way," Percival said in a deep voice. Orson clapped his hands and said, "Let Odalis help then. She's great at this. At most, you might have to do something nice for her later, like, marrying her. That last marriage of yours didn't really count as a proper one. You didn't even have a wedding. When the time comes, you can show her your commitment and be the partner she deserves," Orson said, an idea sparking in his mind. Percival narrowed his black eyes and a trace of coldness flashed across them. "I'm just saying, look. Odalis is 20, and you're 28. That's a big gap. To her, you might seem like an old man, you know. She might not even be into you," Orson said in a low voice, smirking slightly. As soon as he finished speaking, he felt a chill in the study. He could not help but shiver. "That's not I meant," Orson said. "I'll head out now and talk to my father." He turned and left without another word. Not long after he left, Dorian knocked on the door and entered. Dorian walked in with a bowl of soup and placed it in front of his desk. He looked at him with some heartache as he said in a low voice, "Mr. Stewart, it's very late." "Yes, you should go and rest," Percival said hoarsely. He reached for the soup and took a sip. He took the document beside him and opened it. "Dorian," Percival seemed to have thought of something. He suddenly looked up and called out to him. Dorian was about to leave when he heard his call. He quickly turned around and returned. "Mr. Stuon, what can I do for you?" Dorian asked in confusion. Percival stood up thoughtfully. He turned around and looked around the study. Then, he said in a low voice, "People who believe in deism preter gold. Have you heard of this?" "I've indeed heard that the people of deism like to mold golden statues for the people they worship. They laid." He looked at Percival in confusion and heard him say, "Help me do something. Hey, have to be made of pure gold, Dorian." "Yes." Dorian was a little nervous and quickly leaned in. Hearing Percival's words, he was stunned for a moment. He quickly nodded and said in a low voice, "Yes, I'll do it now." After Dorian left, Percival lowered his head and looked at his phone screen. The screen remained on Odalis' last message. He swiped his fingertips across the screen and closed the dialogue box. He stared at her profile picture. Unexpectedly, he clicked on her profile picture and realized that it was a little rabbit that was holding some gold. Below it wrote, "I want to become rich." Percival rubbed the bridge of his nose. Looking at this picture, the corners of his mouth could not help but curl up. LD Dream Read Romance Stories Installed Download Chapter 87, he thought. How childish! His mood unexpectedly lightened, a subtle warmth creeping into his chest. He rose from his seat and reached for the bottle of red wine, surface cool against his fingers. It's smooth. Just as he was about to pour a glass, Odalis' words echoed in his mind. With a faint smile and a quiet sigh, he set the boule back on the cabinet, his thoughts lingering on her advice. He returned to his room. That night, Percival had a nightmare. He dreamed that his father's car was knocked down in front of him with a bang. Then a huge truck rolled over. "Father!" Percival's hoarse voice kept shouting, however, he could only watch as his father's car was pressed down by the truck. Blood kept seeping out of the car, and the blood flowed all over the ground, staining his shoes red. He struggled to rush forward and save him. However, his surroundings were empty. There was no one around. His screams kept echoing, and panic kept spreading in his heart. Percival Odalis' voice kept echoing in his cars. Dorian stood behind her and said in a low voice, "Mrs. Stewart, for some reason, Mrs. Stewart can't wake up." Odalis stood by the bed and was silent for a long time. She raised her fingertip, bit her index finger, and gently tapped Percival's forehead. Fresh blood dripped onto his forehead and spread out beautifully. Percival, who was struggling to wake up, suddenly opened his eyes. "He's awake, Mrs. Stewart is awake." Dorian was relieved. When he saw Percival wake up, he almost jumped up, only then did the worry in his eyes gradually dissipate. Odalis stood by the bed. When she saw Percival sitting up from the bed, she took a tissue and wiped her fingertips, pressing down on the fingertips that she had just bitten. "You have a nightmare," Odalis said in a low voice. Percival was a little stunned. The things that happened in the dream were still vivid in his mind, as if they had just happened. "How long have I been asleep?" Percival's voice was hoarse. When Dorian heard this, he hurriedly went forward and said, "Mr. Stewart, you've slept for a full 10 hours. It's 8 in the morning now. I saw that you weren't awake yet, so I came in to take a look. I realized that I couldn't wake you up and you kept struggling, so I called Mrs. Stewart and asked her to come back." When Percival heard his words, he quickly picked up the watch by the bed and looked at it. He had never slept for long. Moreover, he had to run every morning at 6 o'clock. He never had the habit of sleeping in. "What did you dream of?" Odalis took half a step back. She placed her hands behind her back and tilted her head to look at Percival. Percival got up and walked to the side to take a sip of water. After calming down, he said hoarsely, "I dreamed of the car accident before my father passed away. That matter has been repeated in 20 dreams. No matter how I struggle, I can't escape that place." Odalis looked at him thoughtfully and strode forward. She raised her hand and Percival saw that she was about to touch his forehead. He quickly bent down and lowered his head. He leaned his forehead forward and Odalis glanced at him. She didn't expect him to be so tall. Her hands couldn't hold him at all. At the thought of this, she pressed her hand on his forehead and narrowed her almond-shaped eyes. Her consciousness entered his mind and she only retracted her hand after a long while. "Did you encounter anything strange yesterday? Or did you drink something that you don't usually drink?" Odalis asked in a low voice. Although she asked this question, it was obvious that she had an answer. "Apart from dealing with official business yesterday, I went back to the Stewart Manor." When Percival said this, his black eyes narrowed and his pupils constricted. He looked at Odalis in shock. Seeing her raise her eyebrows slightly, he said in a low voice, "My mother made me a cup of special coffee." Chapter 88. Percival fell silent. "Got it," Odalis said in a low voice. He turned around and walked out. Percival stood rooted to the ground. He felt as if he had fallen into an ice house and was shivering from the cold. He thought, was there something wrong with the coffee my mother served me? She is my mother. He Adam's apple bobbed and he clenched his fists tightly. After a while, he walked towards Odalis' bedroom. Pi Odalis had just rushed back. She did not even return to her room before going straight to Percival's bedroom. Now that she pushed the door open and entered, she was blinded by the gold on the coffee table. What is this? Odalis was stunned. She thought that she had seen wrongly and hurriedly rubbed her eyes. She saw some neatly arranged gold bars on the coffee table. She quickly walked forward and reached out to pick one up. Each of them weighed at least 1 pound, and there were at least 200 of them on the coffee table. The gold bar in her hand felt heavy. It was only when she heard heavy footsteps behind her that she pulled her thoughts back. Odalis nimmed around with the gold bar and looked at Percival, who was standing not far behind her. She pointed at the gold bar in disbelief and said, "Are these for me?" "Yes," Percival replied in a low voice. She hurriedly put down the gold bars, turned around, and dragged out a suitcase from the side. She stuffed the gold bars into the suitcase one by one. After filling it up, she locked it. Then, she carefully pushed the box into the wardrobe and pulled a piece of clothing to cover it. Looking at her careful actions, Percival could not help but laugh hoarsely. He said in a low voice, "If you like it, I'll bring more back next time." "There's no need." Odalis quickly closed the closet door. She looked at him with a serious expression. "I won't accept this for free. You must have something to ask of me by giving me the gold bars. Tell me." After receiving the gold, she was in a good mood. It was as if she was covered in halo. She even started humming a lyre tune. There was a faint smile on her face, and her entire body and mind emitted a happy aura. "My grandfather broke his leg. Since you know traditional medicine, are you willing to help him?" Percival asked in a low voice. When Odalis heard this, she quickly nodded and said, "Sure." Percival did not expect her to agree so readily. He was a little stunned. After a while, he said, "Then we will go after breakfast." "Okay," Odalis replied in a low voice. Percival turned around and walked out. After he left, she quickly pulled out the sun case and stared at the gold bars before saying in a low voice, "So many gold bars. Master, I'm rich." Although the wedding gifts she received previously were worth more than $300 million, she would have to return them to the Stewart family. However, the gold bars were different. This was Percival's payment for her. She deserved it. At the thought of this, she quickly picked out a set of clothes and walked into the bathroom. After taking a shower, she changed into a black suit and carried her bag downstairs. "Mrs. Stewart, breakfast is ready." Dorian saw her coming downstairs and quickly went up to her. He led her to the dining room and said, "Mrs. Stewart, I took the medicine this morning. I feel much better. Remember to stop after 3 days. It's bad for your health if you drink too much," Odalis reminded. 1/3 L Dream Read Romance Stories Installed. Download Chapter 88 Taking the Medicine After 3 Days. Dorian hurriedly nodded and replied, "Yes, I'll stop tea." After he finished speaking, Percival walked down the stairs. At this moment, he was wearing black trousers and a black shirt as he casually adjusted his sleeves. When he saw Odalis dressed in black, he was obviously stunned. "Mr. Stewart," Dorian hurriedly greeted him. Percival nodded slightly and walked to the dining table. After the two of them finished breakfast, Callum drove them to the Stewart mansion. Odalis and Percival sat in th to look out of the window, thinking about something the back seer. She turned her head. "There's no need to be nervous. My grandfather likes you very much." Percival broke the silence. When Odalis heard this, she replied, "If he doesn't like me, will he let me marry you?" Callum couldn't help but laugh when he heard her words. Just as he laughed out loud, he glanced at the rearview mirror and met Percival's deep black eyes. Callum hurriedly suppressed his laughter and held the steering wheel, looking at the road in front of him with a serious expression. At this moment, Odalis's phone vibrated. It was a message from Freya. Odalis had left in a hurry in the morning. Freya and Sila had just woken up. They hurriedly sent a message to ask. Odalis replied, "I had something on in the morning, so I didn't wake you up." When they realized that she had left, Freya sent an okay emoji and wrote, "As long as you're fine. You scared me. I thought you were kidnapped. Did you see the news? Finian seemed to have gone to the hospital last night. He was trapped in the hospital elevator in the middle of the night. When he was rescued, he was unconscious and hospitalized." Sila sent her a screenshot of the trending topic. Odalis clicked on the trending topic. She could not help but raise her eyebrows when she saw it. Most people avoided the Bennett family at the moment, but Finian actually took the initiative to approach them. Freya typed, "He is so unlucky. First, he was beaten up by you, then, he was locked in an elevator. He is something else clearly." She was being sarcastic. Sila laughed. Odalis looked at the message and slowly closed her eyes again at 12:30 p.m. The Porsche slowly stopped outside the Stewart mansion. An antique courtyard house greeted them. The old buildings seemed to have brought them back to ancient times. Especially the 100-year-old tree planted deep in front of the door, it seemed to symbolize the glory of the Stewart family. "Is Odalis here?" At this moment, an old voice sounded. An old man in a gray suit was pushed out by a bodyguard in a wheelchair. When he saw Odalis, a rare smile appeared on his face. "Quick. Set off the firework," Evander Stewart waved his hand. The bodyguard quickly went forward and lit the firework. Crackling sounds echoed in the house. Some servants hurriedly covered their ears. Most of them went forward to say, "Hello, Mrs. Stewart." Percival brought Odalis inside. She had just taken a few steps when she suddenly stopped in her tracks and stared fixedly at Evander. She saw a smile on his wrinkled face. Then, he said excitedly, "Serve all the delicious food." When Percival saw her stop in her tracks, he turned his head to look at her. "What's wrong?" Percival asked hoarsely. Odalis looked at Evander with a complicated gaze. Her gaze landed on his leg. After a while, she said in a low voice, "Did your grandfather break his leg because he was in a hurry to see me?" "That's what he told me," Percival said in a deep voice. Hearing her question, Percival vaguely felt that something was wrong. Chapter 89. Odalis stared for a long time. Then, her gaze turned cold as she said in a low voice, "Someone must have cast a spell, causing your grandfather to be unable to leave when he wants to go out. So subconsciously, he thought he broke his leg because he was too excited. Actually, someone must have tampered with this leg, causing him to be injured." Percival's eyes darkened slightly when he heard that. "Is it serious? Can you break the spell now?" Percival's voice was slightly nervous. Although he did not understand, he realized the severity of the situation. He was not superstitious in the past, but now, he firmly believed in Odalis. Odalis said in a low voice, "It's a kind of talisman. After casting this talisman, one can only be trapped inside. After going around in circles, one will return to the original spot. The talisman will only disappear when one's body is damaged. It is a one-time use talisman. When the cursed person is injured, the talisman will lose its effect." She did not expect someone to use such a talisman. Previously, she had heard from her mentor that this spell was a relatively sinister one. Decent people would not use it, nor did they care to learn it. She did not expect someone to use it on Evander. It seemed that there was a mole in this house. "Can you tell who used it?" Percival asked in a deep voice. Odalis didn't say anything and walked in. Evander sat in the wheelchair and looked at her kindly. He sized her up and nodded slightly. "You're not bad looking. It seems that you are out of Percival's league." As Evander spoke, he turned around and scolded Percival, if this brat dares to bully you, tell me. I'll stand up for you." Then he handed a gift to Odalise. Odalise looked at it and did not dare to take it.
"Take it.
This is my gift for you," Evander said as he stuffed the gift over. Odalise quickly shook her head and said with a smile, "Grandpa, didn't you ask Percival to give me a gift last time?
I've already accepted it."
"That doesn't count. I asked him to help me give it to you.
It was given by him, but this one is given to you by me personally," Xander said.
He forcefully stuffed the gift into her hand. Odalise felt that it was worth thousands of dollars.
"Thank you, Grandpa," Odalise said with a smile.
Evander turned the wheelchair and pushed it inside as he said, "I don't know what you like to eat. I've prepared all kinds of snacks and fruits. Shall we have lunch?
What do you like to car?" Percival followed behind.
When he heard Xander's enthusiastic words, his voice sounded hoarse as he said, "Grandpa, why don't I receive such treatment every time I come back?
Go away.
You're already so old, why are you still comparing yourself to a little girl?" Evander waved his hand and said with disdain. The corners of Odalis' mouth twitched. She subconsciously looked back and gave Percival a meaningful look. When she saw his handsome face darken slightly, she was so happy that she could not close her mouth. She didn't expect Percival to be treated like this one day. If the women who wanted to marry him find out about this, she wondered how sad they would be.
"Grandpa, I'm not a picky eater," Odalise said as she walked forward and helped push Evander's wheelchair into the house. When Evander saw this, he was flattered.
"Just let the bodyguards do this kind of rough work. I can't tire you out.
It's fine.
I'll push you outside to bask in the sun," Odalise said. She pushed the wheelchair to a pavilion at the side and did not walk into the house. All the bodyguards and servants were dismissed.
Then, Percival carried some coffee and snacks into the pavilion.
"Grandpa, when you fell that day, did you feel that something was wrong?"
Odalise sat at the side. She bent down and looked at Evander. Her voice was very soft.
One half dream read romance stories installed download two halves chapter 89 A gift before Xander was frightened by her question. After a moment of silence, he said, "Something was indeed wrong. Initially, I had prepared AP after I went out. I realized that I returned to the same place after walking for a long time. However, I asked the servants and everyone said that I tell as soon as I went outside the door." His old voice was deep and powerful. It was easy to be immersed in it.
"After walking for a long time, did you feel anything wrong?" Odalise asked in a low voice.
Evander nodded slightly. He held the side of the wheelchair tightly and said in a low voice, "I felt that something was wrong. My legs seemed to be tied up by something and I couldn't move. That's why I ran forward with all my might. After I fell, my leg was broken. Then, I was discovered by the servants," Evander said as he waved his hand. He said in a low voice,
"Tim probably too old."
Although Evander said this, his sharp black eyes looked at Odalise, wanting to see what she wanted to say.
"Same as what happened to you last night." Odalise looked up at Percival.
Percival's large palm clenched into a fist.
"What do you mean?"
When Evander heard this, his heart hung in the air. Odalise told him about Percival's nightmare last night. When Evander heard this, his face could not help but sink. He slammed the armrest hard and said,
"What's going on?"
"It's a kind of charm. When used on a person, it traps them in it. The one used on you is different from the one used on Percival, but the essence is the same. I feel like it's a warning. I reckon that someone has been up to no good ever since I married Percival," Odalise said in a low voice. This made Evander's heart hang in the air again. He was a little stunned. He did not expect that his injury and Percival's nightmare would have something to do with Odalise's marriage. He had thought that it was an accident, Percival said in a deep voice. "Some people are afraid that after Odalise and I get married, she might get pregnant with my white child. People will be afraid if I have offspring. Rumor has it that I'm about to die. In everyone's eyes, after I die, Grandpa won't be able to remarry since he is old, so the Stewart family will cease. But if I have a wife, everything will be different. Others will think that Grandpa wants me to leave some descendants before I die. Odalis looked at him in surprise. Unexpectedly, Percival thought it through so quickly. She did not expect that he was so smart. He could understand the whole picture with little help. If he was her enemy, it would be too dangerous. Chapter 90. Evander sat there, his sharp black eyes terrifyingly dark. Tserin's like I've been too kind all these years. Someone actually dared to target the Stewart family. Do they really think that the Stewart family can be controlled by them just because we keep a low profiler? Evander said coldly. His large palm gripped the armrest of the wheelchair tightly. Odalis' gaze softened a line. Evander said forcefully. Lyot girl, don't be afraid. I will take care of these things. I won't let these things affect you and Percival. But not many people know about your wedding yet. I'm afraid your identity can't be made public for the time being. Otherwise, these people will target you. You just sit back and relax. I'll take care of it. His entire body emitted a dignified aura. That domineering aura made people hold their breaths. Odalis was a little surprised. She originally thought that Evander and Percival were just treating her as a prop. When Percival recovered, they would definitely abandon her. However, she did not expect Evander to even include her in the future plan of the Stewart family. This made her very puzzled. After all, she was a member of the Benner family, but they never treated her nicely. Percival was silent. He looked at Odalis thoughtfully. He asked, if the other party uses this method to scheme against Grandpa again, causing him to be trapped in the house and unable to go out, is there a way to help him? When it came to magic, he could not make decisions on his own. In such a situation, it was useless no matter how many bodyguards they hired. I'm not sure if my judgment is correct. Go to the tree in front of the house and see if there's any loose soil on the left. If there is, dig down 10 inches and see if there is anything down there, Odalis said in a low voice after a long silence. Percival's expression was serious as he nodded slightly at her. Have some coffee with Grandpa. I'll be back soon. Percival's voice was hoarse. It was obvious that he was brewing his emotions. Evander sat there and watched as Percival got up and left. A trace of shock flashed in his eyes as he said in disbelief. Girl, you're impressive, what? Odalis was a little puzzled. Evander laughed happily, and the serious expression he had just now was gone. He pushed the pastry in front of her and poured her a cup of coffee. My grandson is stubborn. He doesn't listen to anyone. Even I can't tell him what to do. However, he listens to you. The more he looked at Odalis, the more satisfied he was. He did not expect that he would really obtain a treasure by arranging this marriage back then. At the mention of this, Odalis became even more puzzled. Grandpa, can you tell me why you wanted me to marry Percival? Odalis asked in a low voice. Evander fell silent. He looked up thoughtfully at the pond at the side. After a while, he said, all these years, Percival has been plagued by illness. He can't be cured even after using all kinds of medicine. It's strange. About 7 months ago, I suddenly had a dream which told me that he would be cured as long as he was married. At first, I didn't take it to heart. But a few days ago, Percival's illness began to worsen. The Lark family said that he wouldn't last a month. Only then did I remember that dream. At that time, I didn't care if you were willing to marry him or not. I wanted to protect the Stewart family bloodline, so I mentioned the matter to the Bennett family, and they agreed. We seemed to hit it off immediately. I didn't expect you to know medicine. Percival has become better than before. You're our blessing. Evander had been a soldier for most of his life, had been on the battlefield, and had killed people, even though he had almost died before, he had never shed a single tear then. However, his heart ached when he talked about Percival. He was always bothered by the tragic situation of his family. Though he had been kind all his life, he felt regretful that his family was in such a predicament. "You had a dream that told you bring married will help Percival recover." Odalise frowned. It was obvious that something was wrong. She didn't believe that this would be a coincidence. Sering Odalise frowning, Evander's heart was hanging in the air. He looked at her and said in a low voice, "Girl, do you think something is up?" "There's nothing wrong. I just felt that it was too much of a coincidence. The dream reminded you to have Percival married. 7 months ago, the Bennett family suddenly brought me back home. These events happened coincidentally. The Bennett family took me back, but they didn't announce it to the public. However, they offered me when you asked them to marry their daughter to Percival. In the eyes of outsiders, their daughter is Sophia. However, they had me marry Percival instead." Odalise took a bite of a pastry. Her words made Evander's expression change instantly. He had not thought too deeply about it before, but now that Odalise reminded him, he felt that something was wrong. "How could the Renan family have the same thoughts as me? Did someone do something to them? Or was I led away by the nose by the Bennett family?" Evander asked hoarsely. He had always been a strategist and knew his limits. However, he did not know that someone actually was behind this matter. He felt that some people no longer took him seriously after he had stayed behind the scenes for too long. "Maybe I'm thinking too much. Maybe it was just a coincidence," Odalise said in a low voice. "After all, it was just a guess and there was no evidence." Evander patted the armrest of the wheelchair hard and was clearly angry. He said, "How can there be such a coincidence? Besides, Percival has already told me how the Bennett family treats you. Don't worry. Since you've married him, you're one of us now. If the Bennett family dares to bully you, they'll face consequences from us." At that moment, Percival walked back with a solemn expression. He was holding something with mud in his hand. It was wrapped in a red cloth. From the color, it was obvious that it had been put underground not long ago. The color had not faded. "What is this?" Evander's face twitched when he saw the thing. Percival placed the item on the stone table. He clenched his large palm into a fist and said after a while, "I dug it up on the side of the old tree. Looking at the color of the red cloth, it wasn't buried for long." Seeing this, Evander reached out to take it, but was stopped by Odalise.